Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy, final hour of the program. We are live from the Iceplex, Baptist Health Iceplex, Florida Panthers Media Day. Thank you to the Cats for having us out here. Thank you to their wonderful media relations staff, Adeline and Tommy. Appreciate you guys setting us up. Steph doing a great job having us on the air out here. Appreciate him. Brittany running things back at home base. And we are it's nice to be boots on the ground here. Boots on the ground. I saw Lundy over there. You know, he was the one guy I had the biggest question for.
What was the question?
Why do they call him Mr. Los Olas?
That's a big question.
That's what I want to know.
You never know. Maybe he'll show up.
You do never know. But if we don't get him today, I know I feel good about our chances of getting him before the season. I feel like we can make that happen.
Make it happen, Tobin.
I feel like we can make that happen. But it has been a lovely day. Bill Zito letting everybody know that Matthew Tkachuk is injured. Thomas Nosek also suffered an injury. He's going to be out a few months, so that sucks. A little depth to the Panthers that takes a knock there. Sergei Bobrovsky addressed the media today, and Bobby's saying he feels like he's in his prime. Last year of his deal. This guy can't go anywhere else. He's a legend.
He can't go anywhere else.
I'm not letting him. Don't you leave me. Don't you leave me, Sergei Bobrovsky. I'm not. I would not handle that well. I mean, look, it's an interesting question. Does he extend now, or do you wait till the three-peat? It's a big question. I don't know. He's like, all right, we could do this game. I don't know. Like, but it is a, like, what do we think it is? It'd be like a, something like a 3-year deal, 4-year deal. Because what was, if he's going 37 this year, looks better than ever. Feel like Marchand just got a 4-year deal. So,
but can I just?
It's about where Bob would go.
Can I just say this? Yep. That, you know, when that hits you, it doesn't send you a message. Like, people make it sound like when guys hit that wall when they get older,
yep,
that their body's gonna send them a signal. It doesn't work like that. You do realize this, right?
Bob, though, dude. Different rules.
Okay. Sure. All right. Got you.
What? Why are you being like that?
I'm not being like anything.
You're lashing out. You've been lashing out all show today.
Being real? No. Why am I being real?
Yeah. I just, what's your deal? That's all I'm asking.
Well, nothing is my deal.
I can't with you guys.
No, I just like, you know what? I get it, dude. You know, he's made you look a fool because you did the four goal thing for
years. He did make me look a fool.
No, he did. He did.
Here.
No, he did.
You know what?
He did. And now all of a sudden, here's
a situation
for the,
where honestly,
fall off like Aaron Rodgers.
No.
That's
here's
what
the deal.
Doing.
I've never said that about Bob. Okay, all I merely did.
Merely.
Okay, is I took advantage of a trend.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, okay.
Did I not cash in?
Did you not cash in?
Yeah.
I don't know. You cashed in until, but like at what cost? Because you act like you just
did
it.
You did act I cash like, in at
no,
what
no,
cost?
No, I just want to be clear here.
Yeah, I'll tell you what the cost was.
Here,
money.
You're going to sit here and you're going to act like you came on the radio and you're like, oh, I just placed my bet. That's all that happened. That's all that happened? No words?
Yeah.
You didn't take some, you didn't do a little end zone celebration?
Four goal Bob.
Okay.
That was the thing.
Okay. I really don't like this. But now you want to say,
wait.
No. And now you're going to be like, oh, well, listen, knock, knock. Who's there? Father Time.
Like, that's the reality of it.
You don't feel like that with Marchand?
Huh?
What about Marchand? You don't say that with Marchand?
Playing goalie and skating around as a little guy is two different things.
What do you mean, dude?
Who you think has more wear and tear
goalie's
in their body?
Goalie's age.
Who has more wear and tear in their body, Bob or Marchand?
Bob doesn't have wear and tear, dude.
Okay.
He doesn't have wear and tear.
Okay.
He was swimming in a river, like, right after they won the cup.
Okay.
5 a.m.
What does that have to do with anything?
It means he ain't falling off, J-Fig.
So, let me ask you.
Here's going to be Father
Time. How long do you think Bob's going to play? Because I know what happens here.
41?
He's 39 now.
He's not 39. He's 36.
Oh, okay.
Too much.
I thought he was closer to 40.
There you go. You went to it.
But I never, listen, I didn't have a problem. Wait. First of all, I never said I had a problem with them signing him to a new contract.
Yeah, but then you were like, you were bringing up the Father Time thing, and I didn't like it.
But you think teams don't think that?
They may think that, but at your own peril.
Okay. Man, I tell you what.
Enough.
He don't come to work. Come to eat lunch.
Leroy.
Leroy.
Then he goes to his regular job. Dude, he's been chewing more than me. I tip my hat to him.
Leroy, leave that man alone. He's
I
done nothing.
I am leaving him alone. Game recognized game. He find the snacks. I find the snacks, too. Just saying.
Did you feel like Mackie Samuskevich was walking around with a little bit more swagger this year?
I think so. He had more confidence.
You know what? It's weird because every time I see him play, you think of, like, some of the guys that he comes in and plays. Like, it seems like it's just a continuation what he was doing, right? So.
He's the only guy on the team, though. He's like, oh, this defense.
Oh, yeah. Hey, he kind of has that look like he ain't really being required to play no defense.
He's like, what? He's like, oh, defense. You got to do that, huh? You go, yes, Mackie. That's what you have to do.
Yes.
You know.
It's like, now, can I just skate around him? You got to check him.
You got to hit him.
You got to hit him.
It is crazy, though. Like, you do see, like, comparably the hockey players, how much of a moose Barkov is compared to the other players.
Mm-hmm.
Dude's a tank.
He doesn't even, like, in on TV, he's one thing. But in person, moose.
Yes. Moose. He's a giant.
He's like.
But he's really skinny. So, like.
Not even, though.
Yeah, he is. He's built like a basketball player.
I guess.
But you know what's amazing? One of the baddest dudes on your team is tiny. Marchand is tiny.
I haven't seen him, though. Did you guys see him down there?
No, I didn't see him.
A little DQ?
No. Usually I could.
Little DQ.
I could spot him a mile away. Because you know he got that nosotros. He does, dude.
Why are you the way you are?
Huh?
Why?
Because he's hungry. That's why.
No,
but he
hungry.
Just ate a
I
whole
just ate,
plate.
I ate some,
what do you
I
mean?
I ate a salad.
Oh, yeah.
Did I not eat salad?
Yeah,
yes,
no, I saw
did.
You eat a salad. When has a salad ever made you satisfied?
You know what?
Because it's chicken.
That's true, though. You love shaming salad.
I did shame salad, but I shame rice more.
It was free salad. It's different.
I shame rice more. Dude, rice is like. I'm scarred as a child from rice.
The headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
And the Latinos put one bean in the whole pot of rice. It's just ridiculous.
What are you talking about?
Black
what?
Bean. Black is black bean and rice.
I don't know what Latino you're hanging out with.
I don't know
where
you're going, dude. We need to get this man a real meal.
I've had a real meal.
No.
What?
Kill some oysters.
I'm a professional.
Give him a Snickers.
I'm a professional eater.
No, okay, that you can say. But you're,
he was actually giving food takes downstairs.
No,
and the girls were looking at him weird.
When you stopped it at professional with how you've behaved today, I would say no.
Me?
No.
Me? Do
no.
you not?
Not today, dude.
Really?
Keep in mind,
the guy who has lived his life off of too much is saying to it. Too much.
Yeah, you.
They're like, you aren't we being a little hypocritical here?
Your professional rating today, like if you were to do it like QBR, be way down.
Oh, really?
Way down, dude. Mm.
So now we grading my shows like QBR?
No, just the ones that you say you're a professional.
Really?
Yeah.
And you've been a professional?
Oh, Model citizen. Yep. Pro's pro.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they have announced today that Jake Paul and Gervonta Davis are not going to be in Georgia for their fight. Doesn't mean they're not fighting, but Atlanta is where they wanted to have the fight. The Georgia State Athletic Commission is saying, this is from Rick Thompson, "I believe it's in the public's interest to know that they've been promoting something that should not have been. This is the dumbest bleep I've ever heard. It's a money grabber, and I'm not okay with that."
What do you mean? Like, what is he complaining about?
He doesn't want – he says this is not a real fight. Like, he's saying that this is a shill. People think they're buying a real fight. They're not buying a real fight. So it's not going to be in Georgia. The Georgia Commission will not approve it.
Oh, due to the weight discrepancy.
Yeah. I mean, one's 200 pounds, one's 130. What?
Gervonta gonna kill that dude.
This is the trick. This is what you guys always think is going to happen.
You don't think Gervonta Davis?
Do I think he's going to kill him? Like, do I think Jake Paul is going to be knocked on the ground?
I think he's going to have, like, four broken ribs, and then he's going to quit.
Gervonta Davis is a very small guy, dude. He's okay. I've seen him hit before. Like, he's very strong, but, I mean,
okay.
Jake's a 200-pound guy.
Okay. You know what?
He'll win a boxing match.
200 pounds fall down, too.
Okay. I mean, I don't know.
So you take Jake Paul over Gervonta Davis?
I know. He's going to lose. If they're going to box, he's going to outbox him, but is he going to knock him out? No, I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Because see how that looks right there?
Yeah.
That's where Gervonta Davis is going to be, in his kitchen.
No, he's very fast. He's
in his kitchen.
He's very – well, he's very
up
fast.
Close and personal.
All right.
Listen, you're off the fight advice for a minute.
How?
Oh, no, you did say.
I said Terrence Crawford was going to smoke Canelo. I was spot on.
No, you said he was going to knock him out.
I bet that he was going to knock him out because I took it at 7-1. And I feel like if his coaches weren't cowards, he would have done it.
Or they told him just coast to victory.
Like, hey, whoa, baby. He would have knocked him out. Yeah. I feel very good about it. Sometimes you lose a bet, you feel good about the bet.
You think they're going to fight again?
I don't know. I think Canelo's going to retire. Yeah. Well, I think he's got another deal with Turkey, Alashake.
He's getting $40-50 million each fight.
Yeah, he makes a lot of money.
Yeah. So I would say go ahead on and suck one more out.
I just don't think I don't think Gervonta Davis is going to knock out Jake Paul. He'll beat him, but I don't think he's going to knock him
really?
Out.
Really?
Knock him out?
You never seen a little guy knock out a big guy?
We have, actually.
Yeah, but he's taken punches before. Like, that's the thing. Jake Paul's been in there with bigger guys, and he hasn't gotten knocked out.
He ain't really been hit. And it's bigger, older guys, dude. Stop.
All right. I don't know. I don't think he's going to get knocked out.
Okay. No, I'm like.
Maybe like a knockdown, a flash knockdown. Something like that. Take a break. Back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
He's so excited.
I get a feeling. Never, 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 never had before. Oh, no. You know what that good feeling is, Brittany?
Oysters.
Yeah, oysters.
A true jackass.
Really? Wow.
Hey, 50 Minutes of Game Day Uncensored is brought to you by the Lexus TX. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Do we have any prayer tomorrow?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
To cover or to win?
To win.
Okay.
I would say this.
Sell me on it, dude. The line is going down.
You run the ball. You've had success running the football. Offensively, you've shown me a little bit more. You can't right now affect all levels of the defense, right? Because you need somebody in that mid area, like, let me guess, a tight end. Right. But the thing that
– would be nice if we had a tight end with them not having their linebacker. That would be nice.
The thing that –
he's working his way back, though. Give him time.
The thing that is really discouraging in the first 2 weeks is that defense. I can't believe and again, remember what I told you? How I hit the ceiling when I saw Alec Ingold running a square in 15 yards down the field?
Yep.
Kind of felt the same way when I saw Jalen Phillips dropping back in coverage.
Do you feel like it could be a potential shootout with the way the Dolphins, you know, kind of bounce back? I mean, they don't have Ed Oliver tomorrow. He's out. No Matt Milano. Mm-hmm. So
But
I feel like that happens every time with the Bills. I feel like they always are missing guys, and Sean McDermott, he does such a great job of snuffing the Dolphins out.
Now would be the perfect time to go into your bag because everybody's so sure of what you're going to do.
Right.
Like, you could come up with something innovative or some change, like the Wildcat or something like that, and I'm just using that for an example. And by the time they figure it out, the game's over. And that's when I think of offensive-minded coaches. That's the way I think of that playing out. So, yeah, there's a chance. Do I have faith? No, I don't, because the things that I have faith in on this team, I now don't. And one, I don't know what to expect from the defense. No idea whatsoever.
Yeah, why would you?
Even though I've seen promise on the offensive side of the ball, I still don't like the way they try to get the ball to the perimeter and force it out there, because almost every time you've done it, you ended up 2nd and 12 or 2nd and 13. And this team can't afford that. So would I like to see them do a better job running the football or being more committed to it? Because guess what? You know what I've learned? Josh Allen can't score if he ain't on the field.
Yep.
So control the ball. Control line scrimmage. Take your shots. You know, I do hope that offensively they see that there's promise in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the Daniel Jones killing them both ways, that makes me very nervous what Josh Allen can do to them. Like, I just don't – we don't see – I mean, other than 2 Bradley Chubb sacks, we just haven't seen a lot of heat get to that quarterback, and he's already –
none.
He's already
– absolutely none.
He's already, you know – probably licking his chops because he knows what the – I mean, you know that guy knows. It's like Aaron Rodgers and the Bears. Like this, you know, it was like, I own you. That's Josh Allen.
Right.
He's Papa. Like, he literally just puts the Dolphins in a baby Bjorn, pure, you know, whips up the food, gives it to him.
It's unfortunate that that's where we are, but
Doug that's Plagans. Kinda
Doug Plagans.
They got a nice podcast set up over there, by the way. Shout out to Doug Plagans, Jameson Oliver of Territory Talk. Go check out their podcast, Panthers fans.
I actually brought him some stuff.
Loves the cards, right?
You signed the cards?
Yeah. Very nice. I told him I would.
Very nice.
It's very nice of you, Leroy.
Come on. I do what I say I'm going to do.
You still have a couple in the studio.
I brought him my own personal stash.
The good ones.
The good ones.
The legit ones.
Yep. Can I tell you something? I messed up.
What'd you mess
up? As a dad. So, love my daughter, right? Mm-hmm. Love her. Mm-hmm. But over her years, she's had a propensity to let a couple assignments slip. And we've been on a new leaf this eighth grade.
Yeah?
You know, we've been kicking ass.
Okay.
And I was like, and I actually said this to her the other day. I was like, hey. No zeros, right? Because you can always look. You don't got to wait for report cards anymore. You can just log into the system. You can see grades. You know this. Mm-hmm. And we log in, and I actually just asked her that today. And I was like, hey.
Oh, she's not aware that you can check, huh?
No zeros, right?
Hmm.
And I was, and she goes.
Wait, when you asked, you already knew that there was zeros.
No. Oh. I asked her. I happened to ask her in the morning. No zeros, right? She goes, no, Dad, I'm kicking butt. Cool. And get home. My wife just gives me this look. I'm like, oh, what happened? She goes, zeros. Messed up the grade. And I'm like.
So more than one.
And I look at her, and Sophia's
hey,
like,
is that the, do they send that memo out for all kids?
Memo?
The memo of teacher messed up my grade.
What do you mean?
Because I heard that too.
What do you mean?
From my kids.
It would happen.
I don't know.
Every time?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I get there, I look at her, and she's like, zeros. I was like, oh. I'm like, all right, great. Because I was like, hey, you just told me you had no zeros. She's like, I swear I didn't have any zeros. And I was like, mm-mm. You know, I gave her the Marco. So I was like, mm-mm, no way, dude. You sat here, you told me no zeros, you swayed me, and you got zeros. And I'm like, give me the phone. You know, this is there's got to be consequences for this. There's no, there's, she goes, I swear, the grade was an A to start the day. I said, well, it's a C right now. So do tell, how did that happen? She goes, I don't know. I did everything. I said, just give me the phone.
Now you got to call the teacher?
Well, my wife emailed the teacher. She goes, hey, you know, what happened here? Driving to school today. That's the teacher update.
Okay.
I apologize, Mr. and Mrs. Tobin. I messed up the grades. There's another Sophia in the class.
So you know what that means. Now, she's got, hey, she's probably sitting in the back. I'm going to put this puppy in the holster.
Remember that pocket you had her?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Dude, what did she say?
She just gives me the look. You know the look that I give you? That's the look I got.
Wait, so she was crying or very sad when you didn't believe her?
Very sad. Very sad. Mm-hmm. I didn't yell, but I was very disappointed.
You say it? You didn't say it.
I said,
I'm disappointed.
I said, I'm disappointed.
There is nothing worse than hearing your father say they're disappointed.
I said, I'm disappointed. Because you lie. I said
that breaks
you told
every
me.
Heart.
And she goes, but I told you. I didn't. I'm like, grades say otherwise. Well, thanks a lot, teacher. Now I look like a fool, and the damage is done.
The damage is done.
Ridiculous.
Now you have to redeem yourself.
The damage is done, my friend.
You know what? I don't want any updates. You know, just give me the report card.
So maybe they're being too cute with it now?
Ridiculous. Yeah, they're too cute. I have updates on everything. Because they're always like, even when that happens sometimes, they'll be like, oh, well, if they turn it in, we'll change the grade. It's like, well, how about you just say that, and then we get to the report cards?
It's micromanaging.
Maybe it's almost like, what's that, Bernie?
I'm just saying, it's micromanaging. I have friends that are teachers, and they'll put an assignment in without even like having a grade for it. So it looks like a zero, and the kids' grades like plummet.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's getting too cute with the system. Before, we only knew our report cards when we got them. We didn't know individual grades, really.
Yeah. Well, I'll just take her to Cali Coffee and make it up for it.
Cali Coffee?
Yeah. That's how I get out of trouble. Get her a Cali Coffee.
I don't know. You might have to get her a little bit more than that.
I mean, at least she's more? A simple girl.
Yeah, at least she's a simple girl. That's true. That is true.
She could ask for more than just Cali Coffee.
Right? Oh, let's not push our luck, you know. Like,
what are those little stuffed animals that you guys like? Mm. What is that?
I feel like you guys have gone to the bag to guilt trip a father already feeling bad before.
Yeah.
Like watching
well, because this actually kind of happened to me when I was in school. There is a teacher who actually had this whole thing against me.
What?
Let me tell you something.
Wait.
Let me tell you something.
Can you imagine? I can't imagine as a kid.
And
saying,
the reason why she had to be against
said,
me
happened?
Is because I was in a rock band.
You was in a rock band?
I was in the rock
band.
She
didn't like rock music?
No, she had like a favoritism thing going on with the people from the news. From journalism or whatever, and nope, she didn't like me at all.
Wow.
Yeah, and then
that happened to me.
She sent me to summer school. Sent me to summer school. My parents were very disappointed in me. Mm. I've never ever
Damn, summer school?
Yeah, I was never, like, I was always a good student, and I never actually had to go to summer school. And when that happened, it was just, like, devastation in my house, and it was horrible. And then at the end, everyone said sorry to me because even the teachers came to vouch that I had no reason to be there.
Wow. Damage was done, though.
Damage was done to my summer.
Let me let you guys know, Mike Tyson is bringing his Return to the Mike show. You heard about this? To the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood.
Yeah, I heard from Mike.
Yep. He was fun.
Hey, let me tell you something. That's a crapshoot.
Oh, yeah.
That's a crapshoot.
It's not going to be a crapshoot at his show, though. You're going to get great stories and more from Iron Mike. But if you guys want to win tickets, text the word IRON to 20357. Text IRON to 20357 for your chance to win. If you guys want to buy tickets, they're available at casino.hardrock.com/Hollywood/events. And check that on out. So we appreciate the Panthers for everything they did for us today. If you guys missed it, the captain, Alexander Barkov, joined the show. And we're going to bring that for you coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.